9:31 left to go here in this first half. Michigan State 10, Northwestern nothing. Andy Mazur back with you here at Ryan Field in Evanston. Wildcats will get the ball back here. Kicking duties for Brett Scanlon, also the punter.
For Michigan State, Brett Scanlon. For Northwestern, Riley Lease.
And Riley Lease is deep for the Wildcats right at the goal line. And Scanlon's kick, a high end over ender. Short, Lease at the four. Straight up the middle. Now angles to the right sideline at the 20, knocked down. And the Wildcats will start at their own 19-yard line.
Tackle by Dominique Long.
Special teams tackle by Dominique Long for Michigan State. So the Wildcats take over at their own 19-yard line, first down and 10. Clayton Thorson will lead the Wildcats back out onto the field. 8 of 10 for 66 yards. Justin Jackson only 5 carries and 8 yards. An average of 1.6. Last year against Michigan State, Jackson 188 yards on the ground. Thorson fires to the near side. Pass is caught by Nagel. Fighting for yardage but is knocked down. Just inside the numbers near side. And a flag is down on the far side of the field right around the 20-yard line. We'll wait and see what...
Offside. Defense number 98. 5-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
So the penalty for offsides. We'll move the ball up 5 yards and a first and 5 now for the Wildcats. And they'll put the ball at the 24.
On the 24-yard line.
Jackson, the lone setback to the right of Thorson. From the shotgun, 3 receivers to the near side of the field. That's where they'll go on that first down pass. The pass is complete and caught by Lease. Slips a tackle, moves back up across the 24 to about the 25.
Is complete to Riley Lease.
So Lease makes the catch. That is his first of the game. And it's a gain of about 2 yards to the 26. Second down and 3 for Northwestern again in the hurry up. Thorson from the shotgun. Barks out the signals. Now looks toward the sideline for the signs from the coaching staff. And he'll back up once again. Shotgun formation. Gets the snap. Back to throw. Looks over the middle. Fires. He's got a man open. A dive and catch is made by Lease into Michigan State territory at the 48. Riley Lease laid out for that one and made the catch. They'll give him the 49. And a gain of 25. First and 10 Northwestern. At the 49 of Michigan State. Thorson once again, shotgun formation. Again looks to throw over the middle. Short pass is incomplete. And the intended receiver was Jackson. Tough catch for a running back at his feet. So the incompletion will make it second and 10 at the 49 of Michigan State. Wildcats have not huddled on offense all afternoon long. Thorson making the calls at the line from the shotgun. Fakes the handoff on the play action pass. Now they go deep. Man open on the left sideline, a jump ball, and that one is knocked down and incomplete. Good job by Macon Wilson, who had to adjust the route on the deep far sideline. Had to come back and knocked that ball away from the Michigan State defender, Josiah Scott. So now third and 10, exactly 8 minutes to go in the first half. Northwestern trying to keep this drive going, down 10 to nothing here in the second. Thorson again awaits the shotgun snap, single setback, 3 receivers to the top. Back to throw again is Thorson. Swings it out into the flat. Justin Jackson, a couple of moves inside the numbers, just past the 40. Still moving his feet, and he dives toward the first down. He may have gotten it. That was all extra effort by Justin Jackson. First down, Northwestern. Simple bubble screen and a couple of head fakes. And Justin Jackson was off to the races inside the 40 to the 39. First and 10. Thorson again from the shotgun. A very pretty gain of 10 for Justin Jackson. And now Thorson back to throw. Again, looks to the middle. Has a man open again. It's Justin Jackson. It squirts across the 35-yard line to about the 34. So Justin Jackson now with his sixth, actually his third catch of the game. And again, right back into the hurry up are the Wildcats. Second and five at the 34-yard line of Michigan State. Clock winds with 6:55 to go in this first half. Spartans lead it 10 to nothing. Fakes the handoff. Thorson over the middle. Has this man open. And another first down for Northwestern across the 25 to the 24. And the catch made by Reese. Riley Lees hauls in another pass here on this drive. And the Wildcats just outside the red zone. 6:40 remaining in this first half. Thorson again from the shotgun. Has Jackson to his right. Fakes the handoff again. Swings it out to the right flat. Justin Jackson almost got the handle of that. Take that back. That was not Jackson. That was Cameron Green. And Green was not able to hang on. So the incompletion makes it 2nd and 10.
2nd and 10 Northwestern on the Michigan State 24-yard
line. On the 24. Thorson once again barking out signals. No huddle. Three wide receivers to the near sideline. Lone set back again. Jackson. Thorson will walk up toward the line again, bark out some extra calls. Now backs into the gun again, and the snap is made. Back to throw again. Thorson fires the middle, has the man open toward the 10-yard line, now to the 5, and diving out of bounds at the 3 is Jelani Roberts. And a great grab inside, and now the Wildcats inside in the red zone at the 3-yard line of Michigan State. And actually, that catch made by Garrett Dickerson. Dickerson, the man with the catch and the run for 21 yards. First and goal from the 3. 5:55 to go in the second. 10-0 Michigan State. The Wildcats are driving. Handoff now to Jackson. Busts up the middle. Just off to the left of the hash marks and dives forward to about the 1. They're going to give him the 2, so a gain of 1. So it'll bring up 2nd down and goal from the 2.
Second down.
Wholesale substitutions coming in for both teams, offense and defense. And now the Wildcats will rush up to the line one more time. Thorson will bark out the signals. He'll be under center this time. Green, the man in motion, pitch to the wide side. Jackson tried to cut it back, but that was snuffed out. And a tackle made by Joe Bocci.
Tackle by Joe Bocci.
And that'll be a loss on the play of 3.
They
tried the pitch out. Jackson with a cutback toward the middle, but that was sniffed out and quickly put to an end. So 3rd and goal now from the 5. Thorson again from the shotgun. 3 receivers to the top of the field, bunched in formation. Thorson back to throw. Looks to the middle, looks toward the end zone, has his man, Justin Jackson, just shy over the middle of the field at the 1. Jackson hit immediately by a couple of Michigan State players. And Pat Fitzgerald says, let's go for it. Why not? 4:15 to go here in the first half. Down 10. 4th and goal from the 1 for the Wildcats. The lone back is Jackson. And now a timeout. Timeout called by Michigan State. It's first.
Timeout, Michigan State. This is their first of the half.
So the Spartans will gather on the near sideline. And we'll take a quick timeout as well. 4th and goal for Northwestern. 4:03 to go here in the first half. Michigan State 10, Northwestern nothing. This is the Wildcat Sports Network. So Northwestern has the ball, 4th and goal at the 1-yard line. 4 minutes and 3 seconds left to go here in this first half. And Northwestern trails 10 to nothing. Thorsten will get under center. Jackson, the lone back. Man in motion is Green. Thorsten will try to sneak it himself. A little surge. Does he get over? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Wildcats.
Touchdown.
He kept the legs churning with a little help from his friends. And Thorsten gets into the end zone, and the Wildcats are on the board. The one-yard touchdown run for Clayton Thorsten with 3:58 to go here in this first half of play. Charlie Kubander on for the extra point. They try to make it a 10-7 Spartans lead. Great drive by the Wildcats, covering 81 yards. Placement made, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 3:58 to go here in this first half of play, the Wildcats on the board, trailing Michigan State 10-7 here in Evanston. Timeout here on the field. Back with the final 3:58 of this first half in just a moment. This is the Wildcats Sports Network. Left to play here in the fourth quarter. 10-10 game. Northwestern and 16th ranked Michigan State. Northwestern with the football in their own territory at the 42 after a big stop on a third and short by Warren Long, the linebacker. And the Wildcats will take over first and 10. Clayton Thorsten, 26 of 39 for 249. Brian Lewerke with 27 attempts, completed 18 of those for 222 yards and a score.
First and 10 Northwestern on the 42-yard line.
And the direct snap to Thorsten. Spins the throw, fires the flat, has a man open, lots of green in front, down the sideline, and into Michigan State territory, down to the 30. The quick strike. And the pass to Cameron Green.
We're going to move those chains.
35-yard gain for the Wildcats into the 33-yard line. Lots of green for Green. Inside handoff, now the fake. Thorsten to throw, has a man open deep, but it is overthrown.
Thorsten's pass.
Megan Wilson was the intended receiver up over the middle.
Josiah Scott on the coverage.
Scott on the coverage for Michigan State. And it'll bring up second and 10 from the 33, the Michigan State 33 for the Wildcats. Quick offense once again, no huddle. It's been this way all day. Ball marked ready for play. And the direct snap to Thorsten. This time he'll hand it off. Jackson gets to the left side, tries to cut it up the field near the numbers, and is ridden out of bounds. Or actually ridden still inbounds at the 30. Tough sledding for a 3-yard gain. And it'll bring up third and 7 for Northwestern at the Michigan State 30. Again, quickly up to the line of the Wildcats.
Third and 7 Northwestern on Michigan State.
Jackson 10 carries, 17 yards in the game. And more effective as a receiver, 6 catches, 47 yards. Thorsten changing the play at the line. Play clock down to 8. Gets the snap. And the blitz is on. Rolls near side. Still rolling. Trying to turn it upfield. Does so. Has some room near the 20 and dives out of bounds. Right shy of the 20, but a flag comes in late.
Thorsten, the ball carrier flag on the play.
So Thorsten out of bounds at the 21. And the initial indication is a penalty against Michigan State.
Holding defense number 2. The 10-yard penalty will be added to the end of the play. First down.
But a couple of huge penalties on defense for Michigan State. And a great job by Thorson. Got flushed out of the pocket, turned it up the sideline, and dove out of bounds at the 21. Then 10 more yards will be added on. So it's first and 10 at the 12. Clock winding with 10:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hand off Jackson, stutter step there. Now he's going to throw to the end zone. Wide open, Skoranek. He's got it. Touchdown, Northwestern. Jackson stutter step and then fired a strike to Skoranek in the end zone for the touchdown. And Northwestern takes a 16-10 lead. And now Kubander will come on for the extra point attempt. A little trickery here by Northwestern. Placement made, the kick is up and through. And it's a 17-10 Northwestern lead with 10:49 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Justin Jackson, the 12-yard touchdown pass to Skoranek, and the Wildcats lead it 17-10. 10:49 to go in the fourth. Back with more in a moment here on the Wildcats Network. Extra tight end, Noah Davis in the game here for Michigan State. He'll go in motion to the far side. Press coverage by both cornerbacks. Lewerke back to throw, fires over the middle, has a man open, but he overthrew him. Darryl Stewart somehow got past both Wildcat defenders, but the ball sailed helplessly over his head and incomplete, third and seven. Stewart was wide open. And Lewerke's pass just too strong. And it falls incomplete. So a big third down here for Michigan State. The Wildcats get hold. They'll likely get very good field position on their next possession. Michigan State on third down, converting at 41% on the air. Back to throw. Once again, Lewerke shuffling the feet. Now we'll fire to the sideline. That ball is actually caught in between two defenders.
Lewerke's pass is complete to Gerald Holmes.
I'm not sure how Holmes actually held onto that ball, to be honest with you, near the sideline. Lewerke threaded the needle. Got it between Kyle Cairo and also Alonzo Mayo. And a big gain for Michigan State and a big third down conversion. Now out to the 23-yard line where it's first and 10. Gerald Holmes making his second catch of the game. I formation behind Lewerke. He'll pass it and pitch it out to Holmes. Has some running room. Left hash marks will get tackled in between the numbers. Just past the 25-yard line to about the 26. Ladder running for 3 yards. Second and seven.
Second and seven, Michigan State on their own 26-yard line.
Again, some personnel changes for Michigan State. 11:14 left to go here in the third, a 10-10 game. Holmes, 3 carries for 10 yards. Again, an I formation with Lucas. The front back, Davis in motion. And a fake handoff. Lewerke back to throw. Fires over the middle. Has a man wide open again. Stewart dives and cannot make the catch. Actually, that's Davis. Felton Davis over the middle. And again, Lewerke has overthrown two wide open guys here on this drive. And it winds up now third and seven.
7 yards to go.
Felton Davis worked his way free over the middle right near the big N logo in the middle of the field. And made the diving attempt, but could not come up with a catch. So Michigan State converted on a big third down moments ago. Northwestern trying to hold here. Third and seven from the Michigan State 26-yard line. 10-10 game here in Evanston. Lewerke has it. Back to throw. Fires the sideline. Has a man, and a circus catch is made by Stewart. Darryl Stewart right on the sideline makes the catch in front of his own bench out at the 49. Igwebuke knocked him out of bounds. But some big passing plays here against the Northwestern defense on this drive. Lewerke out 12 of 19 for 185 yards. More importantly, keeps possession of the football with 10:23 to go in third. Just shy of midfield. Snap is back. Fake the handoff. Swing it out to Stewart in the flat. Cuts it back toward the middle of the field. Now runs over to the 40-yard line and is nailed right there. And Stewart makes the catch to the Northwestern 40, a gain of 11. And another first down. Kind of taking a page out of what Northwestern's been successful at so far in the game today. Those little screen passes. Allowing for a lot of running after the catch. And yards after catch. 9:45 to go here in the third quarter. First and 10 for Michigan State on the Northwestern 40. Lewerke, tons of time, fires the left sideline, has a man near the end zone, and the ball is tipped away and knocked away and defended.
Lewerke's pass is incomplete. It was intended.
And that was knocked away by Trey Williams. As Felton Davis may have had a step. And turning around, it's the last second was Trey Williams to knock that ball free and out of bounds. So now second down and 10 yards to go from the Northwestern 40.
Second and 10, Michigan State on the Northwestern 40-yard line.
Holmes the only setback. Split wide to the near side. One receiver to the left. Hand off to Holmes and tries to dive over the left guard. And may have gotten a yard at the 39. Plunging up the middle, Gerald Holmes. And now third and 9. Michigan State has picked up a couple of big third downs on this drive. And now another one, third and 9 in Northwestern territory at the 39-yard line. 10-10 the score. Holmes the only setback. Snap to Lewerke. Back to throw again. Has all sorts of time. Fires over the flat. And the ball is caught by White, but he is tackled immediately. Cody White in the near flat.
Brought down by Warren Long.
Brought down by Warren Long and a host of other Northwestern players. It's now 4th and 3. And the ball is spotted at the 33-yard line. Again, young kickers on both sides. Too close to punt, too far to kick. So Michigan State's going to go for it here on 4th and 3. Spartans 5 of 10 on the year on fourth down, 50%. Empty backfield. Lewerke back to throw. Fires the near side, and it's caught. And a rolling catch made at the 27 to Stewart. Came open in the near flat, and Lewerke hit him with a strike. And a gain of 6, and it's 1st and 10 at the 27. Lewerke, a cool customer. He goes over the 200-yard plateau with that throw. And Northwestern on its heels. And it's 10-10 game, 7:45 to go in the third. Quick handoff inside is Holmes, bullying his way up the middle. He'll get to about the 25 before he stopped there. Patty Fisher and Nate Hall, first two Wildcat defenders to get to him. Gain of 2. And now 2nd and 8 from the Northwestern 25. Lewerke will break the huddle. And for one of the first times today, gets up under center. Split backfield. Holmes in the deep back, and now a little screen pass is snuffed out by the Wildcats. Catch was made by to Gerald Holmes, but he was quickly tackled and a loss maybe of a yard on that play. Actually, a loss of 3 on the play. So now another third down awaits Michigan State's offense, 3rd and 10 from the Wildcats' 27-yard line. couple of defenders getting off the field here for Northwestern as Michigan State breaks this huddle on the near hash. Lowerke backpedals from the shotgun, sets himself, throws low, and no catch. Trapped at about the 15-yard line by Matt Sokol. So incomplete, makes it 4th and 10. And now the field goal unit will come on here for Michigan State. Matt Coughlin already with a career-high 45-yarder today. This will be from 46.
This will be a 45-yard attempt.
So from 46 yards out, Coughlin now 7 for 9 on the year. And a whistle and movement on the line. Who is it on?
False start. Offense number 62. 5-yard penalty. Remains fourth down.
So that'll back it up 5 yards. This will make it about a 50-yard field goal. And will Mark D'Antonio stay with his young kicker? And in fact, he will. They'll back it up. It's officially going to be a 51-yard attempt.
50-yard attempt.
On the false start penalty. Coughlin looking for a career high here. Lowerke the holder. Snap is good, so is the hold. Here comes the kick, rising toward the uprights, sailing off the crossbar. And no good. And the Wildcats will take over, first and 10, and pretty good field position. So the kick, no good from 51 yards out. And Northwestern will take over, first and 10 from their own 33. 6:16 to go in the third. Wildcats 10, Spartans 10. Back with more in a moment on the Wildcats Sports Network. So one OT done, and a 24-24 ball game. On the 6-yard pass to Felton Davis. Looking at your statistical leaders here today.
We'll start on defense. We'll play at this end of the field.
So the Wildcats starting on defense in this overtime period. Michigan State over 500 yards now of total offense at 515. The Wildcats at 382. Mentioned Lowerke now, well over 400 yards at 420 yards and 3 touchdowns. Clayton Thorson, 30 of 44 for 312 yards. And the 1 touchdown to Cameron Green here in overtime. So Brian Lowerke, fourth in the Big Ten in total offense. He's averaging nearly 240 yards per game. He's well over that, obviously, now. And came in as the seventh-rated passer in the Big Ten.
First and 10, Michigan State.
And that number is sure to climb as well. So here we go in overtime number two. Lowerke from the 25. On the north end of the field this time. Pocket starting to close. Fires it out toward the sideline. Makes the catch. Diving inside and eluding a tackle. Getting down to the 10. Is Gerald Holmes. They'll mark it at the 11. Gain of 14. First and 10 from the 11 for the Spartans. 24 apiece after one overtime. So technically this is quarter number six. Empty backfield. Spreads the field. Does Lowerke. Two wide to each side. Takes the snap, back to throw, looking near side, floats it over the middle, and it's caught in the end zone by Cody White for a touchdown. Just past the outstretched arms of Cairo. And a touchdown for the Spartans, as they have taken a 30-24 lead, pending the extra point. Beautifully thrown pass fourth touchdown pass of the game for Lewerke. And the extra point is right through, 31-24. Michigan State now with the lead. So now the Wildcats will have to answer with a touchdown and an extra point to force this into a third overtime. That's a fired up Michigan State bench. They were down by seven with 20 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter when Felton Davis caught a touchdown pass in the near end zone right on the sideline. After review, it was confirmed to be a touchdown. Northwestern scored on its first possession of the first overtime. Michigan State answers. And now Michigan State scores on its first possession of the second overtime. And here come the Wildcats to try to answer. Clayton Thorson from the shotgun. Lone back is Jackson. Back to throw is Thorson. Flares it out to Jackson, right side. Stutter step move, cuts inside near the 20-yard line, wrestled down. And will be marked down to the 20. So a gain of five. Nice throw to the far flat. Jackson tried to turn it upfield, but was unable to do so. A little high step move. Second down and five for Northwestern. Thorson awaits the snap. Now he has it. Rushes on. Throws to the right side again. Got his man. Eludes a tackle. Spinning down is Cameron Green. Cameron Green to the three. Cameron Green caught the first touchdown pass in overtime. And they'll mark it at the four. Nope, take that back. They'll mark it at the three. So it's first and goal for the Wildcats. Trying to answer the touchdown here of Michigan State in overtime number two. Skoranek in motion. Handoff. Justin Jackson tries to the right side, is wrapped up and taken down as he tried to cut it back. No gain on the play. So it's second and goal, right back from the three.
No gain on the play. Second down, goal to go Northwestern on the 3-yard line.
Northwestern needs a touchdown to keep this game going. Some new personnel coming in now for the Wildcats. Macon Wilson split far to the far side of the field. Jackson now from the slot back to the backfield. Thorson will give on a handoff inside into the end zone and a touchdown, a 3-yard run for Justin Jackson. Nice little cutback move right back up the middle, and he takes it in. And the Wildcats are an extra point away from forcing a third overtime. Jackson, just over right guard. And now Charlie Kubander on for the extra point. Official holding up play. They review the scoring plays. Waiting to get the go-ahead from the sideline official. He now has it. And Kubander on to attempt the extra point to send us to a third overtime. Nice one to the holder. Snap made, placement down, kick up, and it is good. Two overtimes, not enough here at Evanston. 31 apiece, Wildcats and Spartans. And before we get to the third OT, we'll take a quick timeout here on the Wildcat Sports Network. So now Michigan State must score a touchdown and must complete the two-point conversion. Cameron Green, six catches, 76 yards and a touchdown, and that big two-point conversion. Northwestern inching up towards 500 yards of total offense. Well, about 68 yards short at 432. And Michigan State at 540 yards. So now Brian Lewerke will try to answer for Michigan State. First and 10 at the 25. Back to throw to Werke. Pressure is on, and the throw is low to Cody White. Up over the middle. Patty Fisher was coming in, applying some pressure from his middle linebacker spot. And it may have forced the Werke to throw that ball just a little bit early. Second down and 10. Empty backfield once again for Michigan State. Lewerke over the middle. Had the ball stripped. He'll pick it up, though, near the 40. Play is still alive. He'll throw toward the end zone. And that catch is not made. It's picked off. It's an interception, and it's a Wildcat victory. Northwestern, the bench is mobbing the defensive player just behind the end zone, off to my right, and here comes the students. The student section emptying out onto the field as well. And Northwestern upends number 16, Michigan State, 39-31 in triple overtime. What a game.